Well, for my money, he's got all the facial characteristics of a criminal. You know, the narrow chin and the eyes close together and slack jaw with a prominent overbite.
You know who that sounds like?
Who?
You.
Well, I think he got told on that one, didn't he? Trying to explain what the bad guys look like, and it turned out to be Barney, of all people. Well, Chubby Checker's version of the twist, which hit number one in 1960, set the stage for a dance style that just kept going. I mean, you know, when you think about it, there was the Peppermint Twist. There was Twistin' the Night Away. Twist and Shout, that was a big one. Dear Lady Twist. And, you know, the list just keeps going on and on. It was so popular that people were doing the twist for exercise to lose weight. Well, of course, Chubby did it again with Let's Twist Again, our next hit. By the way, Chubby Checker, who is 82 years of age, is performing this Saturday. Now, I'll say that again. He's performing this Saturday, April 13th, at the Cerritos Center in Cerritos, California. A little bit hard to... Well, you could fly there. Sure, you could get tickets. So go online if you want to go see Chubby Checker live. They say he can twist just like last summer. Did you have fun twisting there? Twist the night away. Let me know if you did. And earlier we were talking about Belleville, Illinois, when I was a teenager. If you live in the St. Louis area or Belleville, Illinois, send me an email. Let me know you remember the Panorama Lounge. And that's WABF 1480 at Outlook.com. It's Elvis Presley time again. You know, he just kept going on and on. In the early 60s, he didn't quit with his music. My next Elvis selection is about a love that never stops. It was recorded for the album Blue Hawaii in 1961 and featured on his movie of the same name. The melody is based on a popular French love song composed in 1784, believe that one. The beginning lines, wise men say, only fools rush in, suggest that Elvis is aware of the risk involved in falling in love. Then in the following lines, he admits that he simply cannot help giving in to his emotions. This sets the tone for the rest of the song, which is a declaration of love and commitment that we all need. Elvis and I Can't Help Falling in Love. Hey, this is for you, Tava, my wife, after 54 years of marriage. Just can't help falling in love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall to be, take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with. River flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life.
Tony's Towing takes pride in responding quickly when you need them. Their highly trained professionals have the skills to relieve any towing or recovery situation quickly and efficiently. Tony's Towing provides 24-hour towing, emergency recovery services, and transport in Baldwin County and the surrounding areas for vehicles of all types and sizes. Whether you locked your keys in your vehicle, need a jump start, or even a flat tire, they're just a phone call away. Things happen, and when they do, you can always count on Tony's. Family-owned and operated since 1993. Check them out on their website, tonys-towing.com, or call 928-7334. That's 928-7334. Whether you need towing and recovery, heavy-duty transportation, emergency spill cleanup, off-road recovery, or just a service call, you can count on Tony's Towing Incorporated, 8326 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WADF.
Well, we're just bringing on. We're bringing more of them on for you, these hits from 1961 Part 2. Freddie Cannon, our next early 60 rock singer, was inspired musically by Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, and Little Richard. And he formed his own group called Freddie Carmen and the Hurricanes, which became increasingly popular in the Boston area. He began to develop a trademark strained singing style. He also became a regular on a local TV dance show called Boston Ballroom in 1958. In 1961, he came out with a hit that was about a radio.
Mm-hmm.
About a radio. Transistor radios were small, and if you had one, you remember carrying it with you and listening to your favorite songs. So Freddie took the transistor radio and came up with his hit, Transistor Sister. And it's all about his sister that sings and dances while listening to her radio. How you doing there? Yeah, you can wave. How you doing? Yeah, we got people walking by the studio. So Transistor Sister, and she loves playing it as she walks down the street, just like you're doing there, guy. She just keeps playing her favorite song. So here she is, Transistor Sister.
She's my transistor sister, out with the radio under her arm. But no one can resist her, cause she loaded her with a musical charm. It's Chris McGarren and the U.S. Bonds, and it's Pat, Bonnie, and Overson. She's my transistor sister.
Oh, yeah, I've got some surprises for you because we still have the top hits that coming your way right here on WABF 1480, Mobile, Fairhope, Baldwin County, and Mobile County. We have the songs for you. Well, this group, the Marvelettes, were an American girl group that achieved popularity in the early 1960s. They were schoolmates and were the first successful female act of Motown Records after the release of the 1961 number one single, Please, Mr. Postman, one of the first number one singles recorded by an all-female vocal group. They were founded in 1960 while the group's members performed together at the Glee Club at a high school called Inkster High School in Inkster, Michigan, and they signed with Motown Records, of course. Despite their early success, the group was eclipsed in popularity by the Supremes, with whom they shared an intense rivalry. Well, we know who won out there. So now, Please, Mr. Postman.
I'm
You know, in that song, we never really find out whether she got the letter, right? I mean, she just keeps calling out for, please, Mr. Postman. Well, anyway, Gene Pitney was born in Hartford, Connecticut, and his early influences were Clyde McFatter, which was a famous singer, and then the doo-wop groups. He really liked the doo-wop groups. He attended Rockville High School, where he formed his first band called Gene and the Genials, and in 1961, Gene scored his first chart single, which made the top 40, his self-penned song, I Wanna Love My Life Away, on which he played several instruments, and he also did the multi-track vocals on that song. Well, he followed that same year with his first top 20 single, and it was called Town Without Pity, from the 1961 film of the same name. Now, it won a Golden Globe Award and was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Song, but lost to the song Moon River in the same year. And now, from the movie the same name, Town Without Pity.
So only those in love would know what a town without pity can do. If we stop to gaze upon a star, people talk about how bad we are. Ours is not an easy age. We're like tigers in a cage. What a town without pity can do. Though the young have problems, many problems, we need an understanding heart. Why don't they help us, try to help us, before this plain granite planet falls apart? Survive when these little minds tear you in two. What a town without pity can do. No, it isn't very pretty. What a town without pity can do.
Listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WADF.
Well, I trust that last night you didn't have one of those types of nights, you know what I mean? You know, a night where all you do is toss and turn all night. You had one of those? Oh, that's too bad. Could have been about an important decision that you have to make, a money situation, or you just couldn't sleep. A Bobby Lewis problem was a little more complex. He was tossing and turning over a woman, yeah. He just kept thinking about her and even kicked the blankets off the bed, yeah, and went into the kitchen for a bite. He heard the clock strike 4 and heard the milkman at the door. Those days are gone, aren't they? Here's a lively upbeat song about tossing and turning from Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Kick the blankets on the floor. Turn my pillow upside down. I never, never did before. Because I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing. Tossing and turning all night. Jumped out of bed, turned on the light. I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Cause I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning all night. Turned off the light. I jumped back into bed. It was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. I couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Cause I was tossing and turning. Yeah, tossing and turning.
What's wrong with you?
It's either this show or indigestion. I hope it's indigestion.
Why?
It'll get better in a little while.
Well, it's going to get better. It definitely is. Well, heartthrob Ricky Nelson just kept coming out with hit after hit. Now, last week, we played Traveling Man. You might remember that. And he followed up with his next hit, Hello, Mary Lou. Now, I actually had a sort of a crush on a girl named Mary Lou when this came out. I was a junior high school in a city called Park Forest, Illinois. It was a suburb of Chicago, a southern suburb, and I think the name of the school was Black Hawk Junior High School. So, if anyone is listening that attended Black Hawk Junior High School, I'd like to hear from you. So send that to wabf1480@outlook.com. Perhaps we might remember each other going to school there. You never know. Of course, nothing came from our friendship with this Mary Lou girl. Our lives, like many others, just go on, don't they? Here's Ricky in Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love. I do, Mary Lou. We never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. You passed me by one sunny day. Flash those big brown eyes my way. And ooh, I wanted you forevermore. Now I'm not one that gets around. Swear my feet stuck to the ground. And though I never did meet you before, I said hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Hothead was recorded in Fort Worth, Texas by Bruce Channel and released by Smash Records for national distribution in 1961. It actually hit number one for 3 weeks and made Bruce known in the rock and roll industry. He toured Europe and was assisted at one gig by the Beatles, who were little known then, by the way. John Lennon, who had Hey Baby on his jukebox, was fascinated with the song's harmonica playing in this. So the harmonica segment in Hey Baby inspired John to play in the Beatles' first single, which was what? You remember? Love, Love Me Do in 1962. Hey Baby was also used in the 1987 hit film Dirty Dancing, if you remember, in the scene in which Johnny and Baby dance on top of a log. You remember that? Hey Baby, I want you to know if you'll be my girl.
Make her mine, all mine. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna know if you'll be my girl.
When you turned and walked away,
that's when I wanna say, come on, baby, give me a word. I wanna know if you'll be my girl.
Well, hey, baby, I have to say it's getting close to time for us to say goodbye. I want to say that some of the movies that were popular that year was The Hustler with Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason, Breakfast at Tiffany's, remember that? George Peppard and Patricia O'Neill and Buddy Ebsen. The Misfits, Clark Gable, Montgomery Clift, and Marilyn Monroe, and Splendor in the Grass with Natalie Wood and Warren Baker. Well, it's Warren Beatty. That's who it was. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Well, I want to say God bless you all, and may God use you to bless others. So I say until next Tuesday, come on back and let's get together right here at WABF 1480 Mobile and Fairhope at 4 p.m.
See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile. See you, Char. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldie Show, brought to you by Chase Heron State Farm, your friendly neighborhood insurance expert in Fairhope, and Tony's Towing for 24-hour emergency service on 1480 WABF, Mobile Fairhope.